Spring is finally here, and evenings in June filled with mayflies and beard. Oh, how I love October.
You're listening to Association Impact on the Michigan Business Network. This is Peter Spatafor filling in for Cheryl Ronk today. We have with us Velma Hart and Aaron Wallowick, and we're discussing the importance of diversity and inclusion in the workplace. In our last segment, we talked a little bit about the ASAE Diversity Executive Leadership Program. Velma, can you tell me a little bit about that program and why it's important to our missions as nonprofit association executives?
Oh, thank you so much. I absolutely will. ASAE, many, many years ago, invested to a great degree in this notion of diversity and inclusion. And at that point, it was a good to do, warm, fuzzy outreach to, I think, at a very surface level, give the impression that there was a commitment to difference. The program very quickly grew into something of a much more significant value. And in the early initiatives, there was no program called Diversity Executive Leadership Program, per se. There were small initiatives throughout the organization. Through the funding of the Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau, we were able to fund the program that initially started out with an annual support of 6 DELP. That's what they call the scholars that come through the program, scholars for 1 year. Over a 12-year period, the program has grown to a funded program, fully funded program, for 12 scholars for 2-year windows. That's a major commitment organizationally on behalf of Detroit, but also a significant commitment in time and resource for ASAE to the Diversity and Inclusion Initiative. They have, through this program, funded hundreds of scholars who reconvene, I might add, on an annual basis in Detroit, thanks to Detroit CVB, to stay connected, to uplift and leverage the value of the program in the long stream and long term, and to make a mark, the mark that this program was ultimately intended to do by encouraging each other and supporting each other in the nonprofit space. So what started out as an initiative for ASAE to evidence its commitment to inclusion in the nonprofit space has evolved to a diversity initiative that is powering other organizations and empowering other organizations to establish similar programs, because they see not just the value of diversity, but the value of it launching and implementing and leveraging diversity in their business plan.
Aaron? Yeah, I would just add that the program started in about 2000, and again, as Velma said, it's been going strong for a number of years. Certainly has evolved over time from a small group of folks to something that's much larger. I had the great honor of participating in the program from 2009 to 2011, so I have sort of that firsthand inside track and knowledge. And I know that one of the things that we want to talk about this morning is diversity and inclusion from a staffing perspective, and understanding if diversity and inclusion is intended or directed for staffing purposes only. And I wanted to comment on that, Peter, a little bit to say that, I think programs like DELP are created initially to think about and to support and to help elevate an individual's experience and perspective. So certainly as a scholar in the program, it helped me to connect with diverse people and populations across this country in association management, helped me to broaden my own perspective, my own understanding of association management, to some extent of my own understanding of diversity and inclusion, created opportunities for me to be mentored, to connect with folks who had much more experience than I, to attend programming that I may not have had access to otherwise, and really expand my thinking in this way. Another outcome of this program is to help people pursue their CAE and to achieve their Certified Association Executive Credential. And certainly that was part of my journey as well. But to answer the question around staffing, I think that, this individual perspective or this unique perspective of the individual and helping to elevate them is just one component of diversity and inclusion. I think that we would be short-sighted to say that that's the only purpose. As I mentioned in our earlier segment, thinking about diversity and inclusion from every stakeholder group within your organization is also of vital importance. I mean, that starts, you know, at the staff level, but also at the board level, at the volunteer level, at the committee level, at the member level, the attendee level, and every other way you can slice and dice your organizations. You understand not only do those segments reflect the greater industry, but how can you push the envelope even further to not, as we talked about earlier, kind of increase the level of difference within the organization, but also to increase the level of conversation, of thought, to ensure that unique perspectives are seen in a way that and expressed and shared and communicated and considered in a way that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise.
You know, the only thing I would add to that, Aaron, and I think you're absolutely right. When we talk about the DELT program is about affecting people in the program and empowering those people to go out and spread the message, if you will, mm-hmm. spread the value proposition, spread the work of what it is that the DELT program is trying to do in the being of a person, to give them the courage mm-hmm. to do the work they need to in the nonprofit space, and quite frankly, inroads, connections, et cetera.
Thank you very much, guys. We have come time for a break, and this is Association Impact. I'm Peter Spadafore on the Michigan Business Network.
I'm singing about this old state of mine, closest thing to heaven that I've